With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says American warships and troops will remain in and around Iran. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
With a 14-day ceasefire in place, the president said U.S. armed forces won't be returning home immediately. Writing on social media, he said America's military presence will remain until both sides reach a real agreement, a deal, he said, that would prevent Iran from building nuclear weapons and keep the Strait of Hormuz open. The president went on to warn that if the U.S. and Iran cannot permanently end the war, then, in his words, the shooting starts bigger and better than before. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins says she's very encouraged by the ceasefire.
I hope the ceasefire is going to hold and be transformed into a permanent cessation of hostilities with Iran giving up it finally its nuclear ambitions and its sponsorship of terrorist groups all over the world.
Collins says keeping the Strait of Hormuz open to shipping traffic is a major priority.
Certainly getting the Strait reopened is a big win, not only for America, but for our allies as well.
Collins was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Well, Britain and Norway conducting an operation to deter Russian spy submarines near the undersea cables in the North Atlantic. Authorities say a Royal Navy frigate, aircraft, and hundreds of personnel tracked a Russian attack sub and two spy submarines just north of the United Kingdom. Russian vessels eventually left after the operation that lasted more than a month. This is SRN News. Well, most Americans apparently support gay marriage.
The numbers aren't as high as they were before, but they are still significant. 65% of respondents to a Public Religion Research Institute poll say they believe homosexuals should be allowed to legally wed. 83% of Democrats feel this way, but only 49% of Republicans do. PRRI adds that, quote, the only states without majority support for same-sex marriage are Mississippi and Arkansas. The highest support is in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Michael Harrington reporting.
The race for a U.S. Senate seat in Michigan being clouded by controversy. Democratic candidate Abdul El-Sayed is campaigning with an online personality who has made anti-Semitic comments. Hassan Piker has stated that Hamas is 1,000 times better than Israel. He also says he believes that America deserved 9/11. This is SRN News. Pro scouts are now watching how NIL money impacts college kids who may very well wind up in the NFL.
The NIL deals that are transforming college sports are also allowing NFL teams to gain insight into how a young player will react to having money before they get a big pro contract. For many evaluators, it's actually become an important tool in the draft process. Scouts want to see if a player's performance dips after making a lot of money, or if he maintains the same work ethic and consistency. Bob Agner reporting.
A new report says security spending for congressional and presidential campaigns jumping fivefold over the past decade. Increasingly hostile environment leading to escalating threats against officials. Federal political committees spent $40 million, that on expenses labeled as security during the 2023-24 campaign cycle. More details, srnnews.com.